Does your weekly weather forecast include reminders about air quality? If not, there's an app for that. An updated version of the Utah Air app has just been released, and it contains some new features that allow Utah residents to closely monitor conditions in their area. Bowen Call manages the air monitoring section of the Utah Division of Air Quality.
Well, one of the things that got added recently was a GPS function. And so if you have your GPS turned on, the phone will actually calculate which monitoring station is closest to you and put that one on the top.
Other new features include a messaging service that link with air quality alerts from events like windstorms and smoke from wildfire. In addition, Call says,
we provide our data in the actual concentrations, and so for particulate, that's going to be micrograms per cubic meter. For ozone, that's going to be parts per million or parts per billion.
Currently, organizations like the Environmental Protection Agency release air quality updates using index levels with categories like good, moderate, unhealthy for sensitive groups, and so on.
Speaking for particulate, because we're going into the particulate season, good is generally considered from 0 to 12.5 micrograms per cubic meter. And then moderate goes from 12 up to 35 micrograms, and that's where the standard is.
The indexes are useful when there are significant changes in air quality. However, the standards are evolving.
I guess I would just say that the pollution level is going down. Overall, the levels are lower than they were 10 years ago. However, having said that, all the standards are based on health impact studies and research. And so right now, for example, the standard for particulate is 35 micrograms per cubic meter. Well, back maybe 10, 12 years ago, it was 65.
Call's best advice is that individuals should be aware of how pollution affects them personally. For those wanting to know more, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rhianna Gale.